Let's turn to Psalm 116 this morning. That's where we are in our Bible reading through the year. And the Bible Knowledge Commentary says the beginning of this psalm is a unique expression of love for the Lord, an expression that came from someone delivered by him. Because of this, the psalmist resolved to call on God, to call on him as long as he lived. Verse 1 then says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. I called on him. I called on God and he heard me, is what the psalmist is saying. Spurgeon says, personal love fostered by a personal experience of redemption is the theme of this psalm. And in it, we see the redeemed answered when they pray. Preserved in time of trouble, resting in their God, walking at large, sensible of their obligations, conscious that they are not their own, but bought with a price, and joining with all the ransomed company to sing hallelujahs unto God. Amen. So I'm going to drop now from verse 1 down to verse 16. And this is from the Message Bible. O God, here I am, your servant, your faithful servant. Set me free for your service. For a purpose, God, set me free so I can be of service to you. I am your servant. Not only am I your servant, Lord, I am your faithful servant. And then Psalm 17, and I'm taking 17 from the King James. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. J. Vernon McGee cross-references this verse 17 with Hebrews 13:15, which says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. And McGee goes on to say, the only thing that you can give God is your thanksgiving. That's all he wants from you. God wants his children to be thankful. Oh, my friend, the only thing we can give to our God is our thanks. And how precious that is to our Heavenly Father. Amen. He really loves it. Because in thanking him, we're praising him. And as we praise him, we are changed. We are transformed from the inside, and it comes to the outside. Right. So we need to do that, and we need to do it. How long? How when?
Forever. All the time.
Continually. Forever. The psalm says continually. Hebrews says continually. Okay, now verse 18, let's look at it from the New American Standard. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. I'm going to pay my vows. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to thank him. I'm going to recommit myself to him. How and where? Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. That's a good place to do it. Now let's look at 19, and this is from the Message. In the place of worship, in God's house, in Jerusalem, God's city. Where is Jerusalem? It's right here. It's where we gather in his presence, wherever the body of Christ is. Amen. Hallelujah. It ends with hallelujah. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place to be. Amen. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I'm with you this morning. Let's stand and let's say this tapestry of the psalm, verses 16 through 19. So now this isn't just from one translation, but I've made a tapestry and put them together. Oh God, here I am, your servant, your faithful servant. Set me free for your service. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people, in the place of worship, in God's house, in Jerusalem, God's city.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can we praise him together this morning?
We sure can.
Blessed be his name. Blessed be the Lord.
Amen.